standing by. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode until we reach the question-and-answer session of today's conference, at which point you may press star one if you would like to ask a question. I would also like to inform the conference that today's call is being recorded, and if you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Chairman George Miller. Thank you, sir. You may begin.
Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us on this call today. And I'm joined and delighted to be joined by Speaker Pelosi, Congressman Jim McGovern, Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy, and Senator Blanche Lincoln. And we're on this call today because we're very excited that tomorrow the House will take up the Healthy, Hunger-Free Kids Act for a vote on the House floor to reauthorize the child nutrition programs of our country. The Senate has already passed this bill with the great work of Senator Blanche Lincoln. In fact, they passed it with unanimous consent. And the legislation marks a new day for how we think about school meals and other child nutrition programs. First, this legislation will improve the nutritional quality of the meals that children eat both in and out of school and in child care. In fact, the bill raises the reimbursement rates by 6 cents per meal, so schools will be able to provide healthier foods, and this will be the first real reimbursement rate increase in over 30 years. Second, the legislation will also ensure that more children are able to eat local healthy produce by helping communities establish farm-to-school networks and create greater school gardens and use more local foods. And for the first time, the legislation will establish nutrition standards for all foods that are sold during school hours. This will give the ability of schools to get rid of the junk foods in our schools. And further, we'll make food safer by improving the recall procedures and extending existing safety regulations to all places where school meals are prepared, served, or stored. And that's a very important component of this legislation. And finally, this legislation will make access to school nutrition programs easier for families and easier for schools, local schools, as they enroll children in these programs. We will streamline that process to make it more efficient for the children. So this is a very, very important piece of legislation, again, passed unanimously by the Senate, and we hope that the House will pass it tomorrow. And with that, I'd like to introduce Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who from the time she took the gavel as Speaker of the House of Representatives in the name of the children of this nation, she has focused the energy of the House on the future of our children, on their access to health care, on their access to food and nutrition so that they can thrive in the educational settings of our nation. Speaker Pelosi, thank you so much for joining our call.
Thank you, Chairman Miller, for your tremendous leadership for America's children. I know that since your days decades ago as a staffer in Sacramento, you were working on child nutrition issues. So thank you for getting us to where we are today. And I want to call special attention to Chairwoman Blanche Lincoln, Chair of the Senate Agricultural Committee, for her tremendous, tremendous leadership to getting such a strong bipartisan support in the Senate on this legislation and for crafting such a wonderful bill that addresses the twin issues of childhood obesity and healthier children in America. I want to also acknowledge the great work of the First Lady for shining a bright light on those two issues. Rosa DeLauro, Carolyn McCarthy, and Jim McGovern have been champions on childhood nutrition and just hunger issues in general, and I salute them for their leadership. Mr. Chairman has gone over the provisions of the bill, and I would just say that he makes a very convincing argument that we should pass this legislation immediately. It was passed unanimously in the Senate. Thank you, Chairwoman Blanche Lincoln. And it's really important just to note that the future prosperity of our country depends on having a highly educated and skilled workforce that's ready to compete. But kids that have food insecurity learn at a slower rate than their peers, have significantly lower math skills, and are much more likely to repeat grades. Simply put, they don't have the same chance to succeed. This is the right moral thing for us to do. It also has an impact on our competitiveness. It has an impact also on our national security. As we know, the National School Lunch Act came about when we saw the diet-related health problems of our military personnel during World War II. And so it's about our competitiveness, it's about our national security, it's about our moral responsibility to our children. The legislation is fiscally responsible, and it's something that we must invest in diet, not in diabetes instead. Simply put, we cannot afford to ignore this challenge. And so with that, I thank all that have brought us to this important point, and I want to yield back to Chairman Miller with my deepest gratitude for his leadership and to others on the phone. And may I say, Rachel Ray, if you're on the phone yet, you're going to make me a hero to my kids and grandkids that I was on a phone call with Rachel Ray. Thank you for being so
great.
She's
running a little bit late, Madam Speaker.
Okay.
We'll tell her that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'd like now to introduce Congressman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts. Jim is the co-chair of both the Congressional Hunger Center and the Hunger Caucus, and has been one of the staunchest advocates for making sure that low-income families and children have access to food in this nation. Jim, welcome to the call. Thank you.
Well, thank you, George. I want to thank you for your leadership. It's been incredible. I want to thank the Speaker, Rosa DeLauro, Carolyn McCarthy, Senator Lincoln, for her great work. I want to thank Rachel Ray and all the other chefs who have been lobbying, Jose Andres and so many others. This is an important bill. But look, we have the opportunity this week to pass a very good bill that will improve the lives of our children, and I believe that we need to seize this opportunity. As I've said before, hunger is a political condition, and President Obama has pledged early on in his administration to end childhood hunger in America by 2015, which is something that I strongly support. We have the resources to end hunger, particularly childhood hunger, in this country. What we need is the political will to make it happen. There isn't a single community in America that is hunger-free. Talk to any food bank in any state, and they'll tell you that the demand has never been greater, and far too many of the people who need help are children. The child nutrition bill that we will take up tomorrow gives us a chance to provide healthy meals to hundreds of thousands of kids who need them. It's also important to remember that hunger and obesity are two sides of the same coin. The fact is that highly processed, empty-calorie foods are less expensive than fresh, nutritious foods. That's why so many families are forced to make unhealthy choices. Too often, the only nutritious food our kids get is in a school setting. So this bill also increases access to after-school programs. And this bill helps communities to establish farm-to-school networks, which are not just good for our kids, but good for our local farmers. Now, it's no secret that I've had some concerns with how this bill is paid for. The cuts to the SNAP or food stamp program don't make a lot of sense to me. I don't believe we should be taking access to food away from some people in order to provide food for others. But we have been assured repeatedly by the White House that they will work with us to restore those cuts. And I look forward to working with the Speaker and other members on this call to make sure that the White House lives up to that commitment. But, again, the opportunity we have tomorrow to pass this bill is incredible. This is an incredible bill, and we need to get it done. And I thank all the people on this call who have been part of making this bill a reality. Thank you.
Jim, thank you so very much. I'd like now to turn to call over to Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy, who is the chair of the Subcommittee on Healthy Families and Communities of our Education and Labor Committee. She's been a great participant in writing this legislation, and before she came to Congress was also a nurse. Carolyn, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Miller, and I appreciate all the hard work that you have done to bring this bill to the floor, and certainly Speaker Pelosi, who from the first day she was sworn in, as you had mentioned, was there for the children, and my colleagues. I mean, their work on child nutrition and feeding our children in this country has been outstanding. I want to talk about some of the things that are in this legislation that can make the difference not only for our children now, but also for the future. As a nurse for over 30 years, I've seen firsthand the risks and the illnesses that can result from obesity. During our bipartisan subcommittee hearings, committee members have heard testimony about studies that five four-year-olds are obese, that kids that have arteries of middle-aged adults, and the number of children who take medication for chronic diseases has jumped dramatically. Some of these reports are shocking, and unfortunately, some are not. Childhood obesity, diabetes, heart disease are all on the rise in the U.S., and one of the best tools we have to combat these illnesses is our ability to provide wholesome, healthy nutrition to children in school. Childhood obesity is found in all 50 states, in both young children and adolescents, affecting all social and economical levels. Low-income communities tend to have the highest obesity rates due to factors such as lack of access to affordable, healthy foods. Furthermore, it's been found that minority children are the greatest risk for obesity. There is no silver bullet to solve childhood obesity. However, the school breakfast and lunch programs can make a great impact because they provide more than 50% of a student's food and nutrition intake on school days. This is a bill that's been long due. This contains certainly so many thousands and thousands of children's lives. For now, and certainly for the future, and for the security, the economical security of this nation. So I thank all my colleagues, and I especially thank the Senate, and I thank Senator Lincoln for being the champion on that side to bring it through and have it voted on and passed. And I look forward to getting this going and going for the President's signature, and I'm proud of First Lady Obama for the work that she's done, because she has brought a highlight to this issue, and certainly our good friend Rachel Ray, who has done tremendous work. So thank you very much for letting me be part of this.
Well, thank you. I'd like now to turn the call over to Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, who is the champion of food security for children and families and has been for so many years as the chair of the Appropriations Committee Subcommittee on Agriculture, where she's battled out these issues almost on a daily basis. Rosa, welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you so much, Chairman Miller. It's great to be with you today and to Speaker Pelosi, and I'm grateful to you, Madam Speaker, for even so many years ago asking me to participate in the Farm Bill on Nutrition. We know where your heart and soul is on this issue, where it concerns children. And Blanche Lincoln, Senator Lincoln, thank you for your courage and moving this bill forward in the Senate. And to Representative McGovern and Representative McCarthy, real champions of children in this nation. And you can have no higher calling than to look at how we feed kids and make sure they're healthy. I don't know if Rachel is on as well, but we thank her. She was our guest in June and with us today, hopefully. And I saw her in a TV interview over the weekend, and she was talking about how important she felt that it was she needed to be on Capitol Hill talking about this issue. I also want to say a thanks to the child nutrition advocates for moving Congress to act on this issue, for their enthusiasm and their steadfast commitment to helping America's kids stay healthy. As been mentioned, you know, there is a double-edged problem that millions of school-age children face. The health and future well-being of our kids is threatened. There's a growing obesity epidemic, and for too many families, just gnawing hunger. And by expanding access, emphasizing good nutrition, the legislation marks a significant step forward on both of these fronts. 115,000 new students in the school meals program by using Medicaid data to certify eligible kids. An additional 21 million meals a year by reimbursing providers for after-school meals to low-income kids. Expanding access to meal programs. It works to improve the nutritional quality of the food in our schools, nutrition standards, and finally getting junk food out of our cafeterias and our classrooms. And for those schools who comply with the revised nutrition standards, it provides the first reimbursement rate increase. As Chairman Millard mentioned, 6 cents a meal. This is the first time in over 30 years. This bill strengthens farm-to-school networks, so more healthy produce, local foods, even foods grown in school gardens find their way onto the menus. You know, today kids consume roughly 35% to 50% of their daily calories during the school day. So by passing the bill, we can make sure that they're getting enough nutritious food to stay healthy, to learn, to grow, and to succeed. You know, given our current economic climate, I suspect that some folks will say, how can we afford this bill at the moment? We all say on this call, how can we afford not to pass it, leaving millions of children hungry and malnourished now, and the name of budget cutting is penny-wise and pound-foolish. I, too, need to say, as Jim McGovern did, you know, we are going to be working to replace the offsets to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the SNAP program, that is currently being used to pay for a portion of the bill. None of us believe that taking food from hungry children's mouths We believe that it goes against what we are trying to achieve here. And we have been working from the beginning to increase the overall funding in the bill, to expand access to federal aid for eligible kids, including SNAP funds. You know, we want to make sure that all eligible kids have access to the nutrition they need for a healthy future, and cutting SNAP moves us away from that goal. But we have assurances from the President that the administration will work with the Congress to restore those funds, and we look forward to passing this legislation with those assurances in mind. And I know that we all will continue to push to see this funding restored and wherever possible additional funding. Nonetheless, this legislation moves us forward, and it makes us move in the right direction. So we are urging all of our colleagues to join us in voting for this nutrition reauthorization, and they will to make it as best as it possibly can be, because our kids deserve no less. And I can't thank you enough, Chairman Miller and Speaker Pelosi, for all that you have done in this effort.
Thank you so much, Rosa. And now I want to turn to our hero in the Senate here, where so many times people said that this bill wasn't going to make it. And she said, a little patience, it's going to happen. And not only did it happened unanimously. And Senator Lincoln, we can't thank you for enough. And just so the press fully understands, we will be voting tomorrow on the Senate bill as passed by the Senate. We have not made any changes, do not expect to make any changes, because we want to be able to obviously send it to the President. But thank you so much for your craftsmanship in getting this legislation through the Senate with the obviously unanimous bipartisan vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Miller. I appreciate it. And I want to thank everyone on this call, certainly Chairman Miller, Speaker Pelosi. Congressman McGovern, thank you for your hard work with the Hunger Caucus as the co-chair and co-founder of the Senate Hunger Caucus. I'm so proud of the work that you all are doing in the House. Congresswoman McCarthy and Congresswoman DeLauro, all of you all for your hard work on this issue and on behalf of children all across this country. I appreciate your efforts to see this important legislation signed into law. I want to thank the First Lady for her incredible work here on this issue as well. I also want to thank my ranking member, Senator Chambliss, and his staff. They worked very hard with us to come up with a good bipartisan bill that we were able to pass unanimously out of the Senate Agriculture Committee, as well as unanimously on the Senate floor. This child nutrition bill is a historic opportunity to really address childhood hunger and obesity. As I believe the speaker mentioned, the twin issues we have here with our children, and there's no greater, I think, example than what we have in Arkansas, with over 500,000 Arkansans living in food insecurity and having one of the highest rates of childhood obesity as well. We know that childhood obesity is costing us about $147 billion annually in health care costs. It's time now that we make an investment in our children that will last a lifetime. Many of you all I served with in the House, you will remember my children were born in the House. They are now 14 years old.
Oh my God.
If you in high school. And if you think about what happens each time we don't get this bill passed, each time we have to simply reauthorize it at the last year's level, we miss the opportunity in a child's life to make a difference. This legislation will get junk food out of our schools. It'll provide more money to schools in exchange for serving healthier meals to children. Just as we started our fresh fruit and vegetable program as a pilot, it's also going to make sure that we can start out being able to allow schools that choose to be able to have a supper program in the evenings as children are staying in after-school programs. It will connect hundreds of thousands of low-income children with free school meals, because we'll have direct certification using programs that they are already enrolled in that have the same qualifications, not to have to go through the paperwork but the humility. I'm one of the very few senators, with school-age children, but I'm one of the very few senators with school-age children in public schools. I get all that documentation that comes home in backpacks every year. The amount of work that has to go into signing these children up, hardworking parents who have to sign up for those programs and spend that kind of time when they know that their kids are already eligible for these programs. There's more money in here for updates on equipment. We have school lunch programs and food service people who are trying desperately to provide healthier meals, and yet they're having to steam vegetables in pots one at a time when they've got these huge antiquated pieces of equipment that are 40 and 50 years old. This bill will also improve nutrition in child care. Millions of nutritious additional suppers will be served to low-income children in these after-school programs so they don't have to go home from school hungry for the next day. There's so many opportunities here that we have. It was mentioned this is the largest increase or the first increase we've had in terms of reimbursement since 1973. I was in the 7th grade or 8th grade, almost the same age as my children are today. Going to the public schools in the Mississippi Delta, one of the highest poverty regions of our country, to know how important it is that we make this move. I could go on and on, but I know time is not our friend here today, nor is it on our bill. We've already extended the status quo for these programs once, and there are precious few days left before this Congress is done. If we miss the opportunity to improve these programs, it will be our children who pay the price for our inaction. This bill is also near and dear to my heart because it is the first piece of legislation that I was able to pass out of the Ag Committee as chairman. We passed it unanimously in the committee and in the full Senate. It is a paid-for bill. It is bipartisan. We've been working with all of the parties concerned to ensure that we got something that was good, substantial, was helpful to our children and to our schools, but also to everybody else concerned. So I want to encourage all of the House of Representatives, as well as particularly the House Republicans, to take their cue from the Senate. Every U.S. senator voted for this legislation because it's the right thing to do for our children. It's bipartisan, fully paid for. It won't add a penny to the deficit. There is simply no excuse not to support this bill. The clock is ticking. The time is now. And I hope that we will get this bill done so that our children don't have to wait until tomorrow or in future years for the kind of nutrition that they need and deserve today. So thank you all so much for being on this call, for hardworking efforts on behalf of our children all across this country to get started, to take this first step, to make it a reality in terms of making sure that we focus on the things that are truly important in strengthening our families, our children, and our country. Thank you all for letting me join you.
Thank you so much, Senator Lincoln. I've been emailed and told that Rachel Ray is held up and is not going to be able to join us, but I want to thank her for taking her all her knowledge, her celebrity, her success, and working on behalf of children, improving child nutrition through her daytime show, through her organization, Yummo, where she's improved the quality of food in schools for our children, and worked on pilot projects aimed at establishing community gardens and getting produce into the school. She's traveled to Washington. She's traveled the country on behalf of this legislation. I'm sorry that she was not able to make the call. And with that, we'd be glad to take a couple of quick questions, but we have a leadership meeting at 2 o'clock, so I will stay on as long as I can.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer portion of today's conference. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment, press star 1 on your touch-tone phone, unmute your phone, and clearly state your name at the tone. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Again, that was star 1. It'll be just a moment for our first question.
Maybe we answered all the questions. All right.
Was that good, George?
That's George. We answered all the questions,
right.
I think.
Good job, George.
Thank you, George, for your leadership.
No, thank you for joining the call. Thanks. Operator, we have no questions. Is that my understanding?
Correct. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you all so much.
You.
Good luck.
Bye.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. This time you may disconnect.